You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. What's that old saying? You've got to spend money to make money. Well, the Department of Transportation is trying an interesting variation on that idea when it comes to funding road and bridge improvements. It has tripled the amount of money in a federal grant program called BUILD to $1.5 billion. It's all part of the administration's big infrastructure push. But part of the criteria for state and local governments to get a grant is showing that they can raise new non-federal funding for infrastructure. We're talking local taxes and tolls, and that's got a lot of people feeling less than happy. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
The Trump administration is all about making states and cities pay more for their own roads and bridges. But Kevin DeGood with the Center for American Progress says Congress has basically ignored Trump's infrastructure plan.
They couldn't get these ideas adopted into law as part of a larger infrastructure package. And so they're sticking them into this existing program. But Congress has not signed off on the approach that they're taking to grant making.
DeGood says favoring cities that can raise new money is going to worsen regional inequalities. For example, he points to Los Angeles and Toledo, Ohio. L.A. is much richer and recently voted to increase its sales tax in order to fund transportation.
If those two cities were to, you know, put in applications, Los Angeles would have a real advantage, having just raised this new revenue that Toledo and Lucas County probably couldn't.
Some lawmakers, including Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, object to the new rules, saying they cut out Congress and also don't account for regions that already raised taxes and tolls relatively recently, but too long ago to qualify for new federal grants. Andy Whitman is with investment bank R.W. Baird. He says it's important to remember that these federal grants are a drop in the bucket.
This is just one other mechanism. You know, it's one idea to try. But even when it's leveraged at pretty high levels with matching funds from states or other sources, it's not that big of a factor.
And it's far from the $1.5 trillion the administration wants for fixing our infrastructure. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.